That was legendary play-by-play George Blahai. He's going to be doing the Michigan State-Iowa game today. Huge game, obviously, as we were talking about. An equally huge game, and we haven't talked about it that much. I want to get into it a little bit. It's Michigan-Penn State. The reason I want to get into this game is I look at this as the most pivotal game for Michigan in the Rich Rod era. And the reason for that, they win this game. I think they build up enough momentum to take out Illinois at home and take out Purdue. As good as Illinois is, and as tough as Purdue can be, especially against Rich Rodriguez, I think they can win those two games and go 8-4. If they lose this game, I think they go 5-7.
Well, it's been really overlooked. They actually snuck back into the coaches poll. They're number 25 right now. People have written them off because they have lost, and everybody's going back to same thing as last year. And it's like you said, they can definitely win at least two of these three. And that puts them at 7 wins, puts them in a bowl game. That's the first time that Rich Rod will get there. And it all comes down to what losses really matter. Because I know before the season started, everybody, how many games does Rich Rod have to win to stay? And this clearly shows it depends which games he wins, which he loses.
Well, I don't even think it matters about wins and losses. I think it's how they look. I think it's about showing promise. It's about showing that the offense can score on a consistent basis like it used to at West Virginia. I think it's about the defense actually making a couple stops every once in a while. But I just look at this team and I see potential there. But I can see where the argument comes the other way, because I've been arguing it part of this season, which is, look, You switch around where they played the 1AA game in their schedule, and this is an exact reflection of last year. A couple big wins to start the season, close win against Notre Dame, beat the 1AA school, Heisman Trophy quarterback. Then you get into the Big Ten schedule and you find out, oh boy, we're not that good. And I can see how people are making that parallel to last year. And if they lose to Penn State, I think it is going to happen. But if they beat Penn State at Happy Valley, as beat up as Penn State is, do you have any idea what a confidence boost that is for them?
Oh, it's huge. And I agree with you completely. Rich Rod has shown steps. He can point to Denard Robinson and say, look at what I've done here. The offensive line knows what they're doing. He's got receivers who understand. When they have that triple option working, that offense is sick.
It's very hard to dial up a defense for, just like it was at West Virginia. West Virginia is still feeding off of what he did
definitely.
There. As long as Noel Devine's there, they're going to be a pretty good offense.
And it's just like you said when Tom was in. They've got it, once they get a legit running back, we don't know, obviously, this kid's still in high school. You never know what's going to happen there. But, yeah, if this defense does come up and make some stops, if they improve, they're 117 in the nation right now in passing defense, I think. If by the end of the season they get up to like 100, that's a vast improvement from where they have been. It still sounds bad. But then the offense is so good, and he can say, look, in 3 years I've done this. Look at these guys I have coming in. This is now my system. I think they would like to keep him, probably, maybe not if he only wins one more game out here because the fans would turn horribly. But he's done good things, and he has examples to point to.
And you know what? An argument I made a couple years ago when they first hired Rich Rod is, and I still believe this if they give him enough time, I think Michigan's ahead of the curve in the Big Ten with their offensive scheme. All of college football, whether you're a MAC team or an SEC team now, everybody is switching over to the spread offense. And obviously everybody has different ways of running the spread offense, but the Big Ten seems the most stubborn. When Auburn switched over to the spread offense, I said, uh-oh, here we go. If Auburn's going to switch to the spread offense, everybody's switching to the spread offense. And so I think Michigan is probably ahead of the curve if they allow it to happen.
I think one of the main schools that I point to for that example, look at Texas. Look at what they did. They're down now, but we were talking when Tom was here, I think even before we
with
came
Vince
on
Young,
air.
With Colt McCoy, absolutely.
Exactly, Colt McCoy, they ran a spread, no huddle spread. Look at Oklahoma. Sam Bradford was no huddle. They would run a play in 15 seconds.
Not to mention, I mean, just look at Oregon ever since they switched over to it. I mean, night and day, and every single year, if you have the athletes to run the spread, you don't even have to have a quarterback that knows how to throw. If he can throw, if he can throw, you're good to you're more than good to go. But all he has to do is run.
Well, look at Boise State. Their quarterback's not that great.
Their quarterback throws like a girl.
Exactly.
Kellen Moore throws like a girl. He throws like a left-handed girl. Everything is a loft. Okay, everything he throws aloft, whether it's a 10-yard out or a 50-yard pass downfield, he's got to throw it as hard as he can and put too much air under it.
He throws it softer than Carson Palmer does.
And he's efficient. There's no doubt about it, he's efficient. Well, the bottom line is the guy throws like a left-handed girl. But and we're getting off topic here. But Michigan, I think, is ahead of the curve at this point. But let's talk about Oregon here for a little bit before we go to break. Where do you think they stand as far, because they, other than Stanford, they haven't really played many good teams. I would not consider Tennessee, even in Knoxville, a very big win at this point. And yeah, they're putting up points in big-time numbers, and they're not allowing teams to score in the second half. I think the stat is 21 points in the second half so far this year they've allowed.
Well, that
but
team,
when you measure the competition, how good do you think Oregon is?
I think they're good. It's tough to say because, like we were talking about this morning when we first got together, you have the sexiness factor. They put up a ton of points, and that is what people really focus on. Their offense is high-flying. The defense, I think that second-half stat is probably a little misleading because the other team is so tired by the time the second half rolls around because their defense can't stay on the field, or they can't get the offense on the field because Oregon just starts running all over you, keeping the ball and just going up and down the field. I think they're really good. I'm really excited. This is, besides the Michigan State-Iowa game, that's the other game I have to see.
Oh, this is a big game.
Because I don't think USC's defense is very good. Neither defense is really that great. But I think LaMichael James is great, that running back there. That team is very skillful, and it's tough to say, to put like a number ranking with them, but I do think they could beat anybody.
USC, as many sanctions as they've gotten and stuff like that, they still have NFL talent. And when you have NFL talent, I would take Matt Barkley over any other quarterback in the country at this point. I really would. Even as a sophomore, I have a lot of respect for him. They've got a great running game with Bradford and Tyler. They've still got NFL talent. And as long as Monty Kiffin is your defensive coordinator, even if Lane Kiffin is your head coach, you still got a shot to make some steps. All right, we're going to come back with Jack Ebeling in a minute. I want to hear more about that story he was going to tell us about the game of the century, and we will talk mostly Michigan State and Iowa the rest of the way. It's Dave Benton, Scott Eckersley here on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.